to order. Would everybody please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to apologize for being late. Didn't realize how time had got away. Next on the agenda is roll call. And Gina had called in and asked to be excused tonight, so do I hear a motion to excuse Gina from the council meeting tonight?
So moved.
Charles first.
Second.
You second. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay, that passes. Next on the agenda is 1.4, which means citizen input. If you would like to address the council tonight, you can raise your hand. I'll acknowledge you. Please come to the mic and give us your name and address, and we give you up to 5 minutes to speak to the council, and you speak to the council as a whole when you're speaking, not to an individual council member. If there's anybody that would like to address the council, please raise your hand. Sam? Go ahead and go up to the mic and give us your name and address, then you have up to 5 minutes.
Hi there. My name is Samuel De Leon. I live at 555 South 18th here in Othello. A local businessman and tax-abiding citizen. I own a property at 316 East Hemlock, and I would like to submit some documents here. I don't know who I can submit these to. This is what I'll be addressing. I've owned the property end of 2010, 2011, and in August of 2012, I decided to remodel a shop that I have in the back. There's a house and a shop, and I've been through several constructions in the city. I know what the permit process is all about. Did the proper thing, came for a permit, did a shop remodel into a living space, which you'll see in the permit itself. And we did the remodel at that time. I wasn't told that I couldn't, or that that building was part of the house. So what I did is I remodeled. It has a separate address. When I took the permit out, they gave me a separate address. It has a different box number as the house. So now I get a letter a year later from the city saying that I cannot have anybody living there, or I cannot rent the premises. If at the time of permit I would have been told that, I would have not gone forward with the remodel to this. The only thing I can say is that I've done everything right, came to the city, went to labor and industries, brought the building up to code. I did everything right because this is not new to me. I've done several constructions, like I said, and therefore that permit has a different address. It has a different mailbox, so I would ask this council to help me resolve this. I feel like it's unfair that the city would dictate what needs to happen there. My only thing is I did everything in good faith and in paperwork order. So talking to the code enforcer, when the city sent me this letter, I addressed it with her, and her words out of her mouth is there's nothing saying in the bylaws or anything in the city that you cannot rent this property. That's exactly what she told me, so that's why I'm here today, just asking this council to help me resolve this matter. Because of the remodel, obviously my taxes have gone up, and I would ask that you'd consider this And that's what I have.
Okay, thank you, Sam. So you know, Sam, we'll get back to you with a letter within a week. So you know, and then we can proceed from there. Make sure we get all that back. Back around since this is evidence. Anybody else would like to address the council? Okay, next on the agenda is approval of the agenda. I'd like to ask the council if we can add to the agenda the Othello Youth Baseball Softball League. So we'd like to amend it. Do I hear a motion to approve the agenda with that motion, with an amendment put on it?
So moved.
Charles first.
Jack is
Dan second. Any questions or discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the same. Okay, that passes. Thank you. The consent agenda. Do I hear a motion to approve the consent agenda? Well, before we move on, Spencer, do you have something you want to say about probably the check issue here so we can clear it up for the council? What happened to the checks?
You'll notice on the consent agenda there are a number of checks that have been voided. We were having a problem with a printer earlier or later last week, and there was a misprint that ruined a bunch of checks. And so the voids that you have before you are just asking for your permission to get rid of those. It was a machine error.
Any other questions? Okay, all in favor of approving the consent agenda, say aye.
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 Opposed, the same. Okay, then that passes. We'll go down to current business. I think we'll plug the Othello Youth Baseball Softball League in first. So who's going to address us on that? Okay.
Need my address and all that good stuff.
Yes, yeah. Please.
Okay, Chastity Krebs, 1645 Fern Street. I'm the president of the Othello Youth Baseball Softball Association. I believe the council is all aware that this week, starting Thursday, we're hosting our state tournament for the softball, which is the entire state of Washington. So we have 13 teams from the state of Washington all the way from Port Angeles, Bellingham, Bellevue, Spokane, both sides, coming to our area to play softball starting on Thursday and ending on Sunday. And our motels are booked at this point. Some of these guys have had to go up to Moses Lake because they couldn't find rooms in Othello to stay. Some have gone to Mardon because they couldn't find rooms in Othello to stay. So what we ran into when we sat down to meet with Molly and Terry was the maintenance issue. Our current contract reads that the city will only do the maintenance during business hours, and of course our tournament is going to run past business hours, being that it's over the weekend, and even on that Thursday and Friday it's going to go until about 6 o'clock at night. And we cannot bring in our own equipment because we got volunteers. We're like, okay, well, we'll just get the volunteers, but we can't bring in our own equipment due to liability issues, I guess, on the city side, even though we do have an insurance that will cover that. So I've kind of thrown out a couple of ideas there for the mayor and council to consider. One would be like a quid pro quo situation where, because we're bringing in all this hotel revenue, you know, 2%, you're probably looking at $1,050 plus is your revenue coming in off of that. To cover that $800 tournament fee expense. The other thing that I threw out there was because our contract doesn't specifically mention the tournament, that just, it was overlooked, it didn't get put in there, amending our contract to include that so that it doesn't appear to be gifting on the city side. Talking with your lawyer, she's thinking the easiest way would be to ask for a reimbursement using the hotel motel funds for like our books, our programs that we put out. I have no idea what that expense is. I can't tell you right now because the gentleman that's done the research on that didn't give me a specific price. We're supposed to meet tomorrow, and I'll have a hopefully I'll have a better idea how much that's going to be. I'm sure it's 800 or more because they charge per page and everything else. So tonight I'm just here to ask the council to somehow help us out and meet us in the middle here with the consideration of, you know, those 13 teams coming in, you're looking at 12 players per team minus three because one's Moses Lake, two's Othello, so 10. That's 130 players plus their coaches. That's 150 people plus their families. So you're looking at about 400 people that we're bringing here, and that's why everything's full. They're going to be eating in Othello. They can't run back to Bellevue to eat. They're going to be shopping here for their sunscreen and everything else that they forget. They're going to be sleeping here. So just ask that you take that into consideration.
Cassie, I'll just ask you for a minute, just get you some questions.
Oh,
Kathy,
okay.
Do you have some comments on the three ideas that Cassie brought forward?
That's where we run into trouble. You know, the $800 was kind of an unexpected expense on our part. So really what we'll need to do, being that this came up, is we're going to have to go knock on some more business doors and ask, can you help? Can you sponsor this specific fee? That's what we've done for our fees so far.
Frees up money from them. You're going to spend $1,000, let's say, on printing. That free that money up, so you can afford to pay the $800. It's sort of playing a shell game, I guess. But at least it frees the money up, so you can do that. And we don't have to affect the rules that we put in place a while ago. So.
Thank you. way to go. Chastity, do you feel that there will be over $800 worth of advertising? And
I wish I knew.
I know it's really,
I wish
really
I knew.
Hard.
I mean, I want to say, yeah, but I'm totally clueless because I didn't do that research myself, and it hasn't really been reported at any of the meetings that I've been at. I've missed a meeting where they did go over a lot of the expenses. I do know in total all of the expenses where they had to find sponsors so far, minus this, is $10,000. So that was, you know, when we were going, okay, now we got to go ask our community for another $800. So it's just like, a little nervous.
So the fees that are being asked of the league are the $800 for the weekend usage for the ball fields then?
Oh, so we supply two employees? How many is it, two? Or one, Terry? Two employees the weekend that takes, after the games, they book the fields over, water, pick up garbage, dump garbage, there's a toilet problem, they take care of it, they're right there for the use.
And that's part of, I think we
for
had
4 days.
Fees established for tournament weekends and stuff like that, and that's part of the agenda. Mm-hmm. I would have no problem entertaining a motion to use up to $800 of the hotel motel tax to reimburse the Ofello Youth Baseball League for reimbursement of advertising and other promotional items that are approved under the hotel motel tax use.
Is there a list or a description of approved items for hotel motel taxes, like things, types of things that would be covered under that, or? Okay.
There's something wrong with us. I understand the law and all that kind of sort of thing. But take a look at it. There's 150 people going to come in here, and they're going to be here Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Say they're probably going to eat five meals here minimum in that time. So that comes to what? 750 meals at 10 bucks a crack at $7,500. There's probably well over $1,000 going to be come into the city and spent here. And if we have to say, I'm sorry, we can't help you out with this, but you can provide the money that comes into our tax base, we got to figure out some way that can do this. That's all there is to it. And that's not
do it. That's an easy way to do it. Easy for
that's
them.
That's the only way we can do it. Then it better get done. That's the way I feel about it.
You as a council have to approve the spending of that hotel motel.
I'll make that motion. Whatever language it needs to be in.
I think this is just a direct reflection of our community, because at the end of the day, it's not going to be our Little League that's on the hook for our parks and our facilities not being up to par. At the end of the day, they're going to look at the city and go, well, it looked nice, but it wasn't really that nice. So we got to take care of our part a little more. And I think we've done a great job with the youth leagues. But this is a big event. It's, you know, we got to keep encouraging these guys to go out on a limb and put themselves 10 grand into debt to do this stuff. So, you know.
And next year especially, take a look at your year and what you're doing and try to figure out some of the costs. You can come before the council and request ahead of time $5,000 for advertising or whatever. You know, that can give you guys a big help through the year as far as if you have other tournaments you know you're doing and things like that. That makes a big difference. That's why a lot of people. Because it helps pay for their advertising. You could do more advertising, whether it's statewide or whatever, and put a fellow on the map that way also. Those are things that might be used for. Yeah?
Yeah, I was going to make that same comment that rather than just doing it after the fact here, it'd be better to put it in the budget for next year with our reserve. But we have reserves in that fund that would help take care of exactly the same thing that occurs here. So I don't see any reason why we can't go ahead and do that, make it happen.
And I encourage Little League to keep going after, you know, district and state tournaments. I mean, that's, Kevin said it best. I mean, I know she keeps tab for Moses Lake also, and she sees it firsthand. It's a big revenue maker for the city in the long run. And besides that, it's job security for Terry back there.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of volunteers, so I don't know.
We appreciate what you're doing. So do I hear a motion to approve up to $1,000 to make funds available to the Othello Youth Baseball and Softball League for the state tournament? Are you calling it state?
It's the Babe Ruth State Tournament.
Okay, Babe Ruth State Tournament.
So moved.
Charles first.
Second.
Okay, Johnson second. Any further questions? Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the same. Okay. Probably the best way would be to get a hold of City Hall, and we'll line you out how to do that. So I'll come in and we'll visit with you and stuff, because we spend the money and then you give us the bills and we reimburse you. That's how it works, just so you're aware of that. But
okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Justin. Okay. 4.1, public hearing on the recommendation from Public Commission to rezone on 55 South 9th Avenue. Get that up here. Please bear with us as we proceed through the technical aspects of the public hearing. This public hearing is now open at 7:28 p.m. and is being held to receive comments on consideration of the Planning Commission's request to rezone the property at 55 South 9th Avenue. I will now ask staff to present information. Daryl?
Thank you, Mayor, members of the Council. For the record, Daryl Piercy, City Planner. Before you for consideration is a recommendation by the Planning Commission that would rezone property that's located on the corner of 9th Street and Hemlock Street, East Hemlock Street, to rezone that from R4 to C1, a commercial one. The property in question is up on the board, on the display, and it's this corner parcel right here, and it actually consists of these two parcels, that one and the one just adjacent to it. To put this in perspective, this is Main Street here. 9th Street runs along this location, and Hemlock is at that location. At the back of this property is a cinder block building that has been there for a number of years and has hosted a variety of different commercial uses, including historically a beauty salon, and I believe it was also an office building for a local church. On the southern half of that property is a residence that the applicant owns and would like to reintroduce the use of this building as a beauty shop or a hair salon. So when this went to the Planning Commission, the request was to rezone the entire parcel commercial at this location, including both the residence and the block building. And the Planning Commission gave that a lot of thought, but they believe that there's a better solution than rezoning the entire property. So what they've suggested is that this north-south boundary line be adjusted to go east-west, in effect splitting the parcel in half, which is actually a better arrangement to have for those parcels, so you're not running a parcel line through both buildings, which is currently the situation, which is never considered to be a good alternative when you have the choice. It's better to have parcel lines go between the buildings to meet proper setbacks. So that's the first part of their recommendation, is to move that property line in an east-west configuration so that the two lots more conform to the location of the existing structures. And then following that, they're suggesting that, or recommending that this lot that would now be the northern half of that, where the cinder block building is located and where the historical use of commercial use has taken place, that portion only be rezoned to commercial one. And that would allow for the continued use of this area as a beauty shop, as the applicant is proposing, and it would leave the residents in a residential zone, and they felt that was the most appropriate means to attain this. I think we should point out that this use would be allowed to continue because of its historical use, but under our code, non-conforming uses, if they've expired or haven't been utilized for a period of 1 year or more, then they cannot be reinstituted for that non-conforming use. And that's the case here. We just simply, under the code, cannot allow the beauty shop to be reintroduced into that zone without the appropriate underlying zoning. We looked at options such as home occupation, but home occupations specifically prohibit hair salons or beauty shops from taking place under that designation. So the only answer, if that were to become a viable commercial location again, would be to rezone that to the C1 in the manner that's recommended by the Planning Commission. I'd be happy to respond to any questions either now or later in the public hearing.
Okay, thank you, Darrell. We'll now ask for public comment, questions, or objections to be heard from the citizens. Please raise your hand so I may recognize you. After I acknowledge you, please come to the microphone and state your name and address for the record and allow up to 5 minutes for each citizen. Do we have any citizens who would like to address the council on this issue? Okay, since there were no public comments, I will now close the time for public comments. Okay, do any of the council members have comments or questions at this time?
You know, I could go back on that property, and I could actually remember back in the 70s when that used to be a clothing store. And the people that had the clothing store also lived in the home. I've always known that to be a business or something there some time. And I don't know where the breakdown happened that it got switched over to residential on that particular piece of property. But I could also see by the property boundary lines, too, that there would have been a little confusion there where it splits the both the lots with the properties.
Any other comments, questions from the council? Dale, did you want to address again why that changed to the council?
Well, again, the idea would be to provide an east-west boundary. Two lots would remain, but the north half would be commercial. The south half would be residential, and we're unable to allow the commercial use to continue now because it's a non-conforming use under the residential zoning.
Because it's gone over a year. Is that what
yes, it's and it's gone over a year without having an active use.
Okay, any other questions from council? Okay, then I will now close the public meeting at 7:33 p.m. So are you looking for a motion tonight?
If the council would be so inclined, if you wanted to agree with the Planning Commission's recommendation, we'd look for a motion to approve that and direct staff to bring back enabling documents that would institute the rezone into the code and also provide time for the boundary line adjustment to take place so that all of that could come back to the council as a complete package.
Council, I'd like that to come back to you? Yes?
Yeah? Yes.
Okay. Yep. Sounds good. And thank the Planning Commission for their work. We appreciate it. Okay, 4.2, resolution number 2013-17, America Fiesta Amistad. Molly.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Staff has been preparing with the with members of the American Fiesta Amistad Committee for the annual American Fiesta Amistad Festival in Lyons Park. The members of the committee have requested use of Lyons Park for August 9th and 10th. What the American Fiesta Amistad Festival entails is various vendors, family entertainment, merchandise vendors, food vendors to be present in the park. And so what they are requesting is to have set up in the park on Thursday, August 8th at 5 p.m., from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., as was instituted with the 4th of July. And the city will not be responsible for any security or supervision of vendor equipment. Also, that two public works employees will be on staff in Lyons Park throughout the day on Saturday, the 10th, in order to assist with any electrical issues, cleanup, trash pickup, that kind of stuff. So what, or and with this, the American Fiesta Amistad Committee, because of the expected attendance of 500 or more people, they will incur the $400 special event fee for use of the park, and this will allow us to compensate Public Works for their use of their employees, as well as any additional garbage containers, portable toilets, and any landfill fees that the city will incur for use of the park. So with that, I ask that the council approve the use of city property for the 2013 American Fiesta Amistad Festival.
Any questions? Do I hear a motion to move to adopt resolution number 2013-17, authorizing use of city property for the 2013 American Fiesta Amistad Festival?
Make that motion.
Mark Snyder first, Dan second. Any further questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay, and that passes. Thank you, Molly.
Thank you.
And now, 4.3, resolution number 2013-18, CBHA Health Fair to be held Saturday, August 3rd, 2013. Molly again.
Thank you. So staff has received a request for the use of Kiwanis Park for the second year in a row for the CBHA, or Columbia Basin Health Association, annual health fair in Kiwanis Park, which is scheduled for Saturday, August 3rd from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. So what the health fair entails is various healthcare providers in the area, whether it's bicycle or whether it's physicians, doctors, anything like that, but also bicycle safety, different presentations for families to be able to see throughout the day in order to inform them about the various health resources available in the area. So CBHA and their employees do set this up, and they secure all the vendors, and those are, as last year, are in accordance with all of the city's requirements for applications, permits, and whatnot. So with this, with the estimated attendance of 150 to 500 people in Kiwanis Park for the health fair, the CBHA will incur the $200 special event fee, because we don't need to have staff in the park. We just need to add additional garbage cans, and we'll have special, or we'll have additional landfill fees for waste disposal because of that additional those additional trash receptacles we place in the park. So with that, we ask that council approve the use of the park for the CBHA annual health fair.
Questions? Okay, do I hear a motion to adopt resolution number 2013-18, authorizing use of city property for the 2013 Columbia Basin Health Association health fair?
So moved.
Charles first.
Second.
Okay, Ken Johnson second. Any further questions? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the same? Okay, then that passes.
Thank you.
Okay, 4.4, approval of contract with Department of Enterprise Co-op Services. Spencer?
Thank you very much, Mayor and Council. For a number of years, the city has participated in a purchasing co-op that's hosted by the Department of Enterprise Services, and our participation in this co-op allows us to piggyback on the state bid for large purchases is what we use it for. The Department of Enterprise Services is changing their fee structure. Up until now, we've had a flat $1,000 a year that we've paid so we can benefit from the state contract. The DES is changing from that flat fee, $1,000 in our case, to a percentage of each purchase. And the percentage that they've set is 0.74% of each purchase. To give you an idea of what that would mean for our city, I put up just a couple of options here. Normally each year we buy two police cars, and at the going rate to purchase those two squad cars and outfit them, it would, the cost to the city to piggyback on the state contract would be in between $500 and $700. And then to give you an idea of what a larger purchase would be, here's a Vactor truck, 482, or there's a fire truck would be about $400,000 also. For the Vactor truck, the 0.74% would be about $3,500. For us, the Vactor truck doesn't apply in this case. That was already purchased, so So this is just to give you an idea of what that would be. Every year we purchase two squad cars, so we'd be paying $500 to $700. This year was the exception, and every number of years we pay a larger amount to buy some of the larger equipment. So we've met with the Finance Committee, and it is the recommendation of Finance Committee and of staff to go ahead and contract with the DES so we can continue to benefit from this contract.
Question?
I've got one. So have we already paid the $1,000 for this year?
We pay in four equal increments of $250. So we paid the first two of $500, and we wouldn't pay the other two because that is that's the old way of doing things. This new contract would it starts July 1st.
And we decided not to purchase two police vehicles this year, so we wouldn't get hit with the fee of purchasing the vehicles until next year when we get back on our schedule of the vehicle purchase.
Yes. Instead of the police cars, we purchased the digital video system.
Yep.
Any other question? We'll hear a motion directing the mayor to sign the agreement with the Department of Enterprise Services.
I'll make that motion.
Johnson first.
Second.
Second. Any further questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same? And that passes. Thank you. Okay. 4.5, acceptance of the 2012 street improvement rebid project for Central Washington Asphalt. Terry?
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Tonight we've got couple of items on the agenda, one being the street improvement rebid, the other one the infrastructure rebid. These are projects that we had down on the Scutney Street, and so tonight I want to introduce Larry Julius from GNO, and he can explain these two acceptances and on the agenda item.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. In February of this year, the city awarded the 2012 street infrastructure or street improvements rebid project to Central Washington Asphalt in the amount of $595,567.44. The contractor has completed the work in compliance with the contract documents, and we are now recommending the council accept the project as complete with one contingency. Contractor and the subcontractors have to file what's called affidavits of wages paid, certifying that they did indeed pay the state prevailing wages. And those documents need to be received by the city before retainage can be released. The final construction amount was $571,920.41, not quite $24,000 under the bid amount. So at this time, staff is recommending the council accept the 2012 street improvements rebid project as complete.
Comments or questions? Well, we don't see that very often.
Yeah, I think Terry and Larry ought to be commended for keeping these things under the construction bid amount. That very seldom happens, and there's $24,000, and the other one I think is about $27,000. So. They say we spend too much money, but there's a perfect example that we saved close to $50,000 on that project. So I think they both ought to be commended for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was very impressed too when I see the savings on that.
It was a good team.
And I think I complimented Terry a few weeks ago, especially the punch list went very nice. Mm-hmm. Everything just looks really good on that, and it went really nice and smoothly. And with a good savings on top of that,
good.
I'd say you guys really earn a good complimentation on that.
We also have a TIB, Transportation Improvement Board, grant to pay for part of this work. So they're covering $229,384 of the total project costs on this project.
Any other comments? there a motion to move that the City Council accept the Central Washington Asphalt Incorporated 2012 Street Improvement Rebid Project as complete?
I shall move.
Second.
Ken Kayler first, Mark second. Any further discussion or questions? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the same? Okay, then that passes.
Thank you.
Thank you. 4.6, acceptance of the 2012 Infrastructure Improvements Rebid Project for Pegram Construction.
Thank
Larry,
you.
You're on again? Okay.
Yes. Again, in February of this year, the Council awarded the 2012 Infrastructure Improvements Rebid Project to Pegram Construction in the amount of $121,941.44. The contractor has completed this project in compliance with the contract documents, and we're recommending Council accept the project as complete. They have already filed all of their affidavits of wages paid, so that bit of paperwork is already done. As you can see, the final contract amount or construction amount was a little over $94,000, and the difference was not quite $28,000 under the bid amount. And staff is recommending the Council accept the 2012 Infrastructure Improvements Rebid Project as complete.
Questions?
Same thing again. You know, that's 20%. You figure that out on a contract. That's a pretty good savings, you know. Yep.
Good job.
Thank you.
Okay, do I hear a motion that the City Council accept the 2012 Infrastructure Improvements Rebid Pegram Project as complete?
I'll second it.
Jane first. Okay, or second. Any further discussion or questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same? Okay, then that passes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. Great job. Well done. Okay, next on the agenda is unfinished business. Do we have any unfinished business? New business. Most of you.
I do, just really quick, too.
New
business.
Okay, new business. Go ahead.
As you notice, the state finally got the budget through at the last minute. Unfortunately, cities took a big hit on that budget. The cities have lost over half the revenues on the liquor taxes that were promised to us. They swept away over half of that revenue. And also the Public Works Trust Fund, which we had a couple projects on, and one of them was the South Broadway project. The state has swept away those funds for the next 6 years. So it's going to leave us with some very interesting financing situations to help get some of these projects done. I did notice that they have moved more money into stormwater and also clean drinking water. So those might be some areas that we could hit them up on grants or loans, I noticed that might work out. But I still encourage everybody to contact their local legislators too. We've got some in some pretty good positions that we still need to. The Public Works Trust Fund can be revisited still in the future, and I know we've got some projects we need to do. The South Broadway project is almost $7 million, I think, and that was one of them that we were really looking forward to doing this coming year. And we were going to tie it in with the Moon Street project. It looks like we're going to have to do that project by itself in order to get it done, because it has to be done before the spring of next year for the almost $900,000 in grant that we've got in that project. So that's all I got on that. So.
Council noticed you had in your packet pending items, it's called, I guess. And what staff and I are going to be doing, and department heads, when we meet and we put together meetings and stuff ahead of us, we'll start printing this out, and you'll get emails and paperwork if you want it on the paper, so you can look at what's coming ahead of you in the meetings. An example would be to go 2 pages forward. And I'll make that 3. Like August 6th, it says at 7 p.m., City Council meeting, and greet with the city administration candidates. As a public invite to that day. And the 7th will be the final interviews, So information like that will be put on there, plus what we're building. Our workshop on August, what was that one? Has different things we're bringing before us that you'll be able to look at and see. That'll just help us all know what's coming at us. And if you have topics that you want to see on here, bring these up in the council members, if it's in the council meetings. If there's something we want to discuss, we'll talk about it real quick and we'll put it on here and get the information for everybody. And then we can bring it forward in either a workshop or a regular meeting or whatever it is. So we'll be keeping you updated on this regularly. You'll see new information coming out as we're building these and changing them. So this is going to be, I think, a great help for everybody. It goes out into September, if I remember right. So, and we do have work, the whole funding and all that coming at us shortly. So, okay, any other new business? Okay, mayor's announcements.
Before you start, Mr. Mayor, I spoke with some people on the committee for the 4th of July thing, and they had nothing but good things to say about the city staff, all the work that they went to, and the fine way that they kept the parks in order, kept the water tank full so you could drown people. I also understand Molly was there until midnight or after, so I think the staff should be commended for the work that they did to put on a successful 4th of July in the city, along with the council, with the
everybody
involved. So I've heard nothing but good things. Heard some good stuff about the fireworks too.
Yeah,
it was really good.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a fun day. Okay, mayor's announcements. The ACDC is meeting on Thursday, July 11th at 6 p.m. in the Othello at Casa Mexicana. So if anybody is available to go to that. And there is a water sewer committee meeting in the water room at Public Works on Thursday, July 11th at 9 a.m., which is Darrow, Deaver, and Kaler. Everybody on board for that? Okay, good. Any other things for announcements before we close the meeting? And this meeting's adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for coming.